I want to take some time to address how the Supreme Court's decision for gay marriage could also affect religious institutions across the country. Now, we know there is a clause in the First Amendment protecting clergy from being required to officiate at marriages for same-sex couples, and churches from being forced to allow gay and lesbian couples to marry in their sanctuaries. But what about a church basement or retreat center, which is rented out for opposite-sex weddings? And what about a religiously affiliated institution, like a university, that offers married heterosexual students housing but refuses such accommodation for married gay and lesbian students? And this question deserves some attention because virtually all American religious groups have affiliated nonprofits. These include schools, hospitals, and charities. Legal experts say that it's possible that religious institutions will be pressured to give ground on gay marriage by federal authorities, such as the Internal Revenue Service, which could take away an institution's tax-exempt status, state civil rights commissions, or private lawsuits. The federal government now reads its laws against sex discrimination to include sexual orientation discrimination. There's some food for thought as we close out the program. I want to thank you for tuning in to Paradigm Shift. Join me every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. And if you have any questions or comments on anything you heard on today's show, you can email me at paradigmshift@kuci.org. Stay tuned for Beer Ambassadors, coming up next.